T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Word over the weekend on the death of the man who helped shape American musical theater in the second half of the 20th century. Stephen Sondheim died on Friday at his home in Roxbury. He was 91. Sondheim influenced generations of theater fans, performers, and songwriters with landmark productions like Follies and Sweeney Todd. His most famous ballad might have been Send in the Clowns, which had been recorded hundreds of times, including hits by Frank Sinatra and Judy Collins.
I didn't know that. Send in the Clowns, that was his?
Yeah.
Well, in case you're wondering, he went to Williams. In case
anybody wants to know. To Williams College?
Yeah, he did. But apparently, the only thing I know is West Side Story, you know, but I know he's very prolific, correct? Yeah. Now it's time for Brian's song, part two.
All right, we'll pick it up at 11 a.m. with my window smashed. And the parking lot was full. And I'll just say, by the time the police showed up to take my statement for a police report, the parking lot was empty. Now, that's not a knock on the police.
No, not at all.
Because they had thousands of people in Manchester and bigger fish to fry than a punched out window or whatever. And to be honest, like, whoever did it, they didn't take it. They just went through the console looking for money. There was other stuff. There was food in there. There was clothing. There was lottery tickets.
Okay.
They didn't take anything. But they took a couple bucks out of the console. So whoever, they obviously were desperate for money, probably an addict of some sort. So I'm not angry about that, you know. It was an hour and a half before the cop gets there, takes the same, and she, the officer, was very, very pleasant and did a nice job.
Okay.
But so I'm talking about 12:30 now, and I'm supposed to be in Boston. So I was going to be home and on the road by 12:30, even if I walk the dog.
Yeah,
because things get kick off around 1:30. So it's 12:30, and I'm on the phone with the insurance company, and Progressive, and they basically, nothing's open to change it. There's no options to get it fixed.
Come on, Flow.
Nothing. And even if I went on my own, they said, you can go on your own and maybe we'll reimburse you. I said, I couldn't find anyone else open anyway. And B, I'm going to bust my tail and they're not going to reimburse me.
Let me ask you, because you told me about this when it happened.
Yeah.
Because I texted you how the race went and everything. And
right. Yeah.
I was like, oh,
now
God.
We know.
I was so sad and so angry at the same time.
Should be.
But was there anybody else's window smashed?
No.
There?
Well, because when I got there at 5 in the morning, I was the only car in the lot. Okay,
so they did it early. This was an early job.
That was it. It
was between 5.
It had to be before 6:30.
Yeah, I think so. And it was, you mean, we narrowed it down to between 5 and 9, but you're 100% right. So then Joey Burgoyne, our executive producer, comes over to the parking lot and he says, okay, what are we going to do? I said, well, the finally, after like an hour and a half on the phone with Progressive, they're like, oh, I think we can get you a rental car, but the only rental car place is open at the airport. They gave me a confirmation number and everything. I go, so he takes me to, they're like, it's at the airport. They take me to Bradley, and then they say, we don't have a reservation and we don't have a car, even if you want one. And I told Joey at this point, I was like, Joey, go, just get out of here. I mean, I was like, he's like, is everything good? I lied to him. I said, yeah, everything's perfect. We're good. Go. And so he leaves. And so I'm in a situation where they basically made a reservation at the Manchester private airport.
What?
And it wasn't open anyway. It was total farce. So I'm sitting at the airport by myself, with no reservation and no car and no nothing, and we're getting past 1 o'clock now.
Yeah.
One of the dudes who works for Enterprise is like, I was going to call Uber, but Uber's like, we can't pick you up there. You have to walk, get over to the main terminal. And then it was going to be another 15 minutes before the Enterprise shuttle came back. So I didn't want to wait longer. So one of the dudes who works at Enterprise was kind of, I was like, listen, I'll give you the same amount that I would pay Uber. You want to just take me? And he's like, sure. So he took me back to my house in Windsor. I gave him a bottle of wine on top of the $20.
Nice man.
Yeah, it was just a nice gesture. It was a piece of kindness that I could have used. And then I had the dog, and I had a choice. Either I stay there and drink 17 beers and walk the dog myself.
No.
Or I patch up the window with some plastic and duct tape and make the drive.
Yeah, that's what you did.
So made the drive. The dog was so miserable. She was just like, she didn't sit the whole ride. And it wasn't that bad. The plastic held up pretty well. I got there just after 4:30. Everything had been cleaned up. They had a plate for me. It was very nice, but
of course.
Was not the same. And that was my Thanksgiving. And of course, the very next day was Friday. I think I had a free day. And then Saturday, we were at the flag football tournament in snow and 30 degrees. We had three games. We were outside.
The broken window still?
No, so what? I don't want to take you through all of it, but basically they said nothing. They couldn't fix it till Monday.
Oh,
and I said, you know what? At some point, this is not acceptable to me. So I went to just drove over to the Safe Light in Falmouth, Massachusetts. They're like, I can't do this for you. Even if I wanted to, I said, well, where do you? He said, I don't have the window, and I'm all booked up, so I can't do it. I said, well, where do you source the window? And he said, we get it from Taunton, Massachusetts. And I called up Ton. I said, listen, I said, this is my situation. I said, whatever you can do to help me out, it'd be great. And he said, okay. And he listened to it. I said, no matter what, thank you for at least listening to me. He said, you know what? You get here at 1 o'clock, we'll squeeze you in. So I went there at 1 o'clock. So my 1 week free weekend, it stinks, but it was an hour ride. So an hour ride to Raynham, Massachusetts. They fixed the window. I did try the KFC chicken sandwich, which we can talk about later.
I did.
I was like, you know what? Screw it. I've been eating for 2 days straight, but I'm going to eat it. It's across the street. I ran across six lanes, and I got that chicken sandwich.
That's the highlight of his weekend.
The only highlight from what I know.
But then, we went to the football tournament with a working window. So problem solved. End of story.
God. Ay, 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 ay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, man,
it's crazy how one thing like that could just spiral.
Well, it takes what'd you lose? 2 days? 1 day?
Yeah, and that's the thing is that like, listen, it's Thanksgiving. I nothing's open, and I don't get angry about that stuff. At least anymore. And I just missed a couple of days with my family. So it was a bummer.
You know, it'd have been a great movie moment if you like just took the Ken Crowley Winnebago and said, I'm taking it. And
just steal it. Just take it.
Up the Boston. I'll return it on Monday.
Yeah, I wish it was some comedy. It was comedic in the car with the plastic flapping and the dog just going, with the saddest face in the world.
What was it, the noise that got the dog or what?
Yeah, it's just the dog doesn't like cars in general. It's just the noise.
Really?
And,
wow.
Yeah, I felt really bad for her.
What time do you need to get out here?
Oh, we can do it now if you want.
No commitment from you. As long as we're doing that in the Winnebago, I want to thank Ken Crowley for, providing it as he always does, and Crowley RVs. And the other thing is, of course, Tim Devaney for letting us sit in his driveway again.
Yeah, and Kevin Bauer for me on Main Street, it was so helpful. All the folks with the race were great.
They were. By the way, Molly.
She's all over the place.
She's taking it over, yeah.
All over the place.
Yeah. So there you go. It was a good time, and I hope you all had a wonderful time. And thanks to all the bands who entertained Kevin along the way.
That's awesome.
Brian on the way.
Some are in tuxedos.
Okay. That's way too far. 720s. No, that's okay.
As we enter into the season of giving, a survey on cities' philanthropic behavior. It's correspondent Stephen Kaufman.
130 U.S. cities are ranked according to their generosity, topping the list Minneapolis, Seattle, and Portland, Oregon.
We looked at the share of residents who volunteer, the nonprofits, the number of food banks and food pantries and soup kitchens and homeless shelters, animal shelters too.
The Lone Star survey's Jeff Herman says more generous are colder climates, least charitable for Florida cities.
Where it's very hot, you're not necessarily going to be helping people as much as you would be if you're seeing people who are in need all the time.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
It was absolutely true. Absolutely so. Trying to be very generous. And we're going to give you a chance to do that here in a couple of weeks for the holiday store, just so you know. Right there. I don't know. When I was living in Texas, I really didn't feel all that generous. Or in Los Angeles, for that matter.
Why not?
Because, you know, it's nice and it's warm and it's kind of like you don't think about people. You know, the thing that drives you, you think about, well, what would it be like to be out there? You know? Well,
yeah, that's true. But there's also, you know, the homeless population probably pretty significant out.
Oh, it's huge. But then again, it's L.A. and it's warm. And, you know, that's the way it goes.
Right.
Yeah. It's 7:38. I feel so bad for you. Oh, God.
Don't feel bad for me.
You survive. You survive.
Yeah,
you're
troubleshooter.
Okay. You're here.
You,
yeah.
Deal with it.
This is the WTIC Morning Show, live from the Johnson Brunetti Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
The glove didn't even go near his face. I can't believe they fined him $5,000 for that. Yeah, Matt sent it to me. It's just, that's kind of a joke.
So these are not like metal gloves.
No, they're hockey gloves. They're made out of leather. I just think, I don't know.
So it's just the hurting your pride, if anything. It's a challenge.
It's nothing. He just threw his glove at him. It's,
you know, that could have put my eye out.
It's just, I don't know. That seems like something the NFL would do, not the NHL.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Bizarre.
By the way, I understand why one of your sons loves the Chargers, the uniforms.
Yeah, they're cool.
I watched part of that yesterday, and it was like, whoa.
I feel bad that the team's not playing well, but their quarterback is awesome. I mean, he's on board.
I can understand this. I find them attractive.
I guess
so. And why you went to Baltimore to watch a game.
We went to Philly.
Well, Philly, all right.
Same thing.
Philly, Baltimore.
Same thing. Same.
They're
same
close.
Dirty streets.
They're close to each other. Well, I'll tell you what. A couple of things we're going to deal with. We have Charlie Luke here. Brian, I don't think you've ever met Charlie.
No, United Ag and Turf. You know Charlie well?
Yes. Oh, God, yeah.
Charlie.
During the player of the game, we give away a tractor every year.
Good morning.
Hey, Charlie, how you been?
Great, thank you. How about yourself?
All right.
What's going on with the business? We haven't checked in with you when it comes to, you know, supply, demand, cost, benefit. What's up?
Yeah, all kinds of things have been going on with us. As you know, Farmington Valley Equipment was acquired back in June of 2020.
Right.
Along with 24 other locations, we became United Ag and Turf, and been growing since then. And it's a great organization. I'm still with them. And
I'm glad.
Yeah. I'm not in the Farmington store, but I still have a role in the company.
Okay.
And I'm actually in the parts side of things, so this is a good topic. Yeah. Supply and demand has been just crazy with COVID and a whole bunch of other things coming into play.
You know, the whole thing about the breakdown, here we go, supply chain. But, I mean, do you have stuff that shipped in from, like, Asia, whatnot, in containers, maybe parts, things like that? And does that make it more difficult, or is it even locally, you know, with American-made products, do you have problems?
It's across the board. Definitely logistics is one branch of the challenge. And they do come from overseas. Some of them are domestic. And if it's domestic, it's usually just because they can't get their raw materials, you know, for whatever reason. You know, we have supply issues. We have logistics issues. You know, the parts are sitting there, but you have no truck drivers to drive the trucks to get them moved. And there's operations, you know, the labor challenges, you know, all it takes is one company to have a COVID issue and shut down for a few weeks, and all of a sudden, one component, all of a sudden you can't get a tractor, right?
Right.
And the other thing is demand has been through the roof. I mean,
really?
You know, wait times. Oh, yeah. I mean, and equipment-wise, you drive past some of the dealerships, it looks like they're going out of business because there's no product because it's
noticed.
Comes in, it's sold. It's crazy.
Yeah, I drive by Farmington Valley Equipment, which you, of course, had Guy up, and I remember driving by, and used to have, like, rows of, like, lawn tractors out there. I don't see them anymore.
Yeah, by summertime, we ran out of lawn tractors this year. It was crazy. I couldn't get more. Yeah.
What other things are sort of scarce and having trouble with?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's all across the board. One of the most popular filters that we have for the John Deere tractors, we can't get because of the adhesive that they use to make the filter. Everything else they have, but not the adhesive, if you can believe that. So it's all across the board. One advantage of being a larger organization now is
the volume.
And move inventory from one location to another, whether it's equipment, whether it's parts, and we do that all the time.
Right.
You know, so that helps. You know, we have a big focus on customer experience, customer service, employee development, and all these things come into play that, hey, if we can move you know, something from a New York location to a Massachusetts location to a Connecticut location, wherever it is, so it's on the shelf when a customer needs it, we do that.
But it does make it easier for you guys to, with the buying power you have, to compete with the big boys, if you know what I mean.
Yes, yes. It just the way of the world now, it seems like fewer, larger organizations. And, you know, there's pros and cons to everything, but overall, it's working out very well.
Hey, what about things like chainsaws, stuff like that?
You know, I've been kind of referring to John Deere, but the other brands are the same way. You know, steel has had some same issues, you know, whether it's supply logistics or, you know, just operations issues. You know, the inventory is getting better with steel now, but there's still a few things on back order. But earlier last year, it was a real challenge.
Well, you talk about steel easing. I mean, do you think the spring will get better, or do you anticipate it staying the same?
I anticipate it getting a little better. Yeah. It seems like there weren't many restrictions on our preseason booking orders for spring. Pretty confident that they're going to get filled. There might be one or two models here and there, but for the most part, I think inventory will be a lot better for next year. Yeah.
Charlie, it's always good to talk to you, and congratulations on your new mover. And I guess you guys are regional. Am I right on that now?
We are. Yeah, we are.
You mentioned a couple of states there. Hey, it's good.
Yeah, we're New York State and most of all New England. And, you know, we're expanding all the time. Yeah.
Charlie, I'm going to...
We're putting up some new facilities, and it's great.
I want to wish you the best, buddy. It's always been fun, and I think, you know, look forward to seeing you in the spring, if not before. Hey, by the way, you still sell, like, John Deere toys and stuff?
Oh, we sure do.
Okay.
That's called low-hanging fruit.
No, I went in there 1 year. I was looking for something for, I don't know, one of Pam's grandsons or something. And you go in there, you've got it's almost an entire toy department. It's pretty.
Yes.
And he loves the green machines.
And this time of year, it's a nice thing to have, yeah.
All right. Hey, Charlie, good talking to you.
Well, thanks for having me. Great talking with you guys.
All right. That's my buddy. One of the nicer guys you're ever going to meet.
Those stores are fun, though, too. I mean, just the stuff is cool, even if I can't drive any of them.
The smell of whatever it is.
But Tractor Supply does the same thing. They have literally, like, toys on the bottom shelves all over the place.
And, I mean, some of these things are really well made and, you know, it's made a Christmas for, like, one of her grandsons.
Yeah, they love that stuff.
Well, they do. What do we got to do? We got to go? Okay, we'll go to news here in just a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.